Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Nadine. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Nadine. How are you?
I'm doing well, considering it's Monday. Monday's always the hardest
day, I don't know where
day,
you
right?
are, but it's yeah. Oh, gosh, I should tell you about my Monday. But anyway, it's
I could only imagine.
It's like 400 degrees where I'm standing right now. But
oh, my gosh. Well, we're actually in Costa Mesa, California, so we've been having...
Oh, so it's perfect.
Not just the dry heat, but we've been having, like,
yeah.
humidity, and it's like,
oh,
it's the worst.
Every time I've been to California, it's been, right, but yeah, the shower heat, not so much.
Yeah not so much. I'm
okay
without that.
Every time I've been out there, I absolutely love the weather, so I hate...
When do you typically come out? I mean, when you have...
Oh, I haven't been in years. I used to be in a rock band.
Oh, wow. Check that out. Okay. Rocking out,
travel.
You know.
Yeah,
it's so funny
right.
you say that because my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, they went to a rock concert at the SoFi Stadium, mm-hmm. which is a new stadium in Inglewood where the where actually the Rams play now. But, you know, there was like Motley Crue was there, Poison, I don't know who else, but they took their teenage kids mm-hmm. and it was their very first concert.
Cool. What a
and
memory.
The kids were like, I mean, my nephew loved it. My niece was kind of like, I'm dead. Because they were
yeah,
people rocking
a little,
out, right? Yeah.
She right, was, yeah.
And she just kept
yeah,
laughing.
I actually had the privilege of playing Long Beach Arena back in
wow.
the 80s. And, yeah, that was an amazing night, but what I can remember of it. Anyway.
So, well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, I know that Tara's been kind of going over with you the basics of our program. She does an amazing job, and she mm-hmm. was very descriptive in the notes that she sent over to me as far mm-hmm. as, like, you know, you wanting to laser in, right, on the targeted tile and grout cleaning. You don't do repairs. You don't do installs, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Really targeted as far as like with the residential move-in and move-outs, you know, getting them ready. You do pressure washing. You talked about, you know, you typically do $10,000 on up pressure washing jobs, right? For like, I mean,
yeah.
you guys are like many feet up in the air, you know?
Yeah, four stories.
Pressure washing. Yeah. So it's not
right.
like,
I mean,
you know,
that's our
oh,
current here. Reach.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
don't let me pull up to your driveway and pressure wash that. That's not what you do.
Right,
so.
And you know, it's not that we're snobbish about it. It's just we don't want, honestly, if I can just be real blunt.
Yeah.
My office manager spends a lot of time trying to politely decline business that we don't want from
right.
agency.
And, yeah.
And so. I know she would appreciate it if I did it right this time. Cause
and
she's
also
the
targeting
that
the Airbnb too, right?
Yeah,
that's
I would love
money.
To. Right, because of the frequency is what we're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have year-long leases and such. You know, that somebody's
no.
in and out of there. You know, so there aren't a lot of them in my zip code, but there are more the further south we go. So. And that's our, about an hour south of here.
Yeah.
I think it was Tara. I was telling you it's kind of where we,
yeah.
where we hang out.
Yeah. She mentioned that all in the notes. She was very descriptive. I know that she
mm-hmm.
had notated, Lake Charles, Leesville, Alexandria
mm-hmm.
as well. So
right.
about an hour south, I believe is what you had
mm-hmm.
told her. Now
right.
with
yep.
the Angie's leads, do you know, like, how many leads are they sending you in the week or in the month? Do you have it capped off?
I don't know. That would be a Miss Henry question. Stacey Henry
okay.
is my office manager. And she,
okay.
She'll tell you it's too many.
Okay. yeah.
But, yeah, she fields those questions. And
okay.
Most
do you know
of them
what you're
are
spending
not...
on the leads? I mean, even monthly or weekly, what your average spend is?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know. I think it was like $300 for a year and then so much per lead.
Yes, the 300 is actually a subscription. I'm familiar with their process because we work with a lot of their clients. So you typically pay like a $300 subscription fee, and it's to be on their directory, right? To be on there for a year. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they start sending you leads. So the leads that they send you, right? I mean, they're also being parted with other, like three other companies that are your competitors. So sometimes the leads, from what I've heard, can range anywhere between $16. It could be like $100. I heard some guy paying like $200 for a lead. It just depends on the industry. It depends on where they're searching from, you know, or what they're requesting. So the leads vary in cost. Okay.
Okay.
What about Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page for the business set up, or do you
have
a personal one?
Brand. I do have a personal one, but I probably wouldn't steer anyone there because I am one of those rabid ultra MAGA people, and I would probably disenfranchise half of my clientele.
Oh, no. No, the reason that – no, we wouldn't put up your personal Facebook page. The reason that I
asked – you have
– oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just
going
to say that we have a brand new Facebook page that I'm not even certain I've seen it yet. Miss Henry, Stacy, is a
Hello? Did you hit the mute button? You still there? Scott?
I did. Are you there? Yeah.
I'm here. I think he hit the mute button.
Yeah, I did. Since the 1980s, I've grown two or three extra chins, and so sometimes they interfere with my phone call. So, at any rate, Miss Henry has done awesome things for us, and one of the things that she's done is create an online presence, but I haven't even checked it out yet.
I found it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It looks really good.
You know,
she did a great job.
Cool.
She did a really great job. So make sure you tell her that.
I will. And maybe I should look at it.
Yeah, she did a great job. I'm glad that you have a Facebook page. Awesome. Okay. So, I'm going to explain to you how each component works. Okay. We offer a number of services under one umbrella. The reason that we were reaching out to you today, okay, is because in the local map section on Google, there on the first page, we had a position become available within our company for your category. So my representatives, like Tara right now, are calling through the area, and this is to find us one business, okay, that meets the criteria,
right?
So I can tell you, urgency. Yes, and I can tell you right now, Scott, that from what I have found, okay, regarding your company, I don't see any negative reviews. You got a beautiful Facebook page, right? So I think for the most part, you know, at the very least, we can both agree that you provide a quality service. You pride yourself in what you do, okay? And you've been doing this for a while. That's the kind of company that we want to work with, okay?
Awesome.
So, if we were to begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, I do want you to know that we will close out this category. Scott, we're not going to continue, you know, to call anyone else in your area who offers the same services, and it's because we want to ensure that you are getting the maximum amount of calls coming to you directly. I mean, if we were to turn around and work with one of your competitors as well as you, we're basically working against ourselves, and nobody benefits in that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we're talking about the local map section on Google, which I'm sure you see all the time when you're looking for a restaurant or, you know, tire shop or whatever, right? That's where the exclusive listing is. Now, the local map, what it does is it gets you found in your zip code, and it covers 15 miles around you, okay?
Gotcha.
So for us to cover outside of that, we would have to run either Facebook ads or Google ads. Some companies run both. It all depends, right, on what your needs and wants are for your business, okay?
Okay.
The way that they're going to find your company is by your specific keywords and search terms. Tile cleaning, grout cleaning, okay? When they're typing in those keywords or keyword phrases, your company is going to be found. Not for grout repair, because that's not a keyword phrase we would be utilizing, okay?
Got it.
We are very specific, okay, to those terms as well as the keywords. Now, we basically set up a client interview where this is conducted more in depth with one of our technicians because they have the database mm-hmm. to go over with you all the keywords and keyword phrases. Okay. And I'm glad that you mm-hmm. mentioned to Terry your specifics. So even like with the commercial mm-hmm. pressure washing, right? Mm-hmm. We want to make yes. sure that we're targeting the right audience. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And
now,
and honestly, tile and grout work is really not something that I would want to send a crew to someone's home to do. It's more a service that we offer our rental property owners.
Exactly. And so we would make sure that we're very specific to that. Okay. Now, Google Ads, okay, with the Google Ads, those are the ones that are at the very top of the page. They're like on a rotation. Sometimes you'll see two, sometimes you'll see three. So when it comes to the Google Ads, right, those help you target outside of what's considered your local area, outside of those 15 miles. You could target specific zip codes, okay, where you might want to be in a higher end income, right, where you know that there's more complexes around there, right? We could target by county, we could target by city, or by mile radius, okay, whichever you prefer. And you can change it at any time. If you want to target, say, certain cities, right, and then you decide I want to add a couple more cities or I want to change what I'm targeting, we can do that. It doesn't cost you more, okay?
Okay.
Now, Facebook ads, the way they work is Facebook ads, you can target a specific audience by interest, an audience by income level, or an audience by location. So what happens is when someone's performing that search on Google, you know, for your services, when they're on Facebook, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear, both on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. So it helps you reach a larger clientele base. And like I said, we make it very unique. So once they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. All calls are going to be coming directly to you. Well, the number that you want them to call. Okay?
Right.
So you have a couple of options, right? No website either, correct? I didn't see
right.
one.
Not,
okay.
No
worries.
Okay.
So here's, you got two options. The first option would be going with our platinum package. Okay. The platinum package, you would be looking at $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So it'd make your initial investment for that platinum package $398 to get started. Every month after that, you would just be paying $299 a month. It's going to include first page placement in the local map section on Google. We will create content for you on Bing. We'll also run Facebook ads. We're going to submit you to additional directories in your area, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. We're going to include a website that we will build, host, and maintain. That website will also be attached where we list your business. We'll include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll also give you exposure on mobile devices, which would cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Okay, pretty much covers all of your bases. Okay?
Right.
The other option would be going with our Premier Platinum. The Premier Platinum includes everything that's included in the first package. However, it's also going to include Google Ads as well. So, in fact, you'll have two spotlight positions on Google, the local map and the Google Ads. Website included still, directory submission, Facebook ads, voice-activated searches, and the mobile platform package. That package would run you $599 a month with a $99 setup fee. So with that one, you're looking at $698, and then every month after that would then be the $599 a month.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So let me ask if I may.
Yeah.
How long would I be committed to the Platinum if I wanted to upgrade later to the Premier Platinum?
Great question. So all of our packages, right, they come with what's called, it's a 2-month verbal commitment. We're basically asking you to at least stick it out 2 months because with Google, it doesn't happen tomorrow. Like you won't be listed there tomorrow. It's a process. However, but you pay monthly. Okay. Let's just say to, you know, after your 2 month verbal commitment, let's say after the first month, you're like, you know what? I in fact want to upgrade to the platinum, to the premier platinum, right? Then what your monthly payment would be, it would change from the $299 to $599. You can upgrade at any time. Okay. You could always start with the, with the platinum package that includes the Facebook ads, right? Start with that one. And then whenever you want to upgrade to the other package, you can do that at any time. I tell you this, whenever I'm speaking with a business owner, because really both of these packages would work for you. If it were up to me, I would recommend start with the package, the platinum package, which is the $398 to get started, right? And then $299 a month. Start with that one. Okay. Later on, if you want to upgrade later and include then the Google ads, you can do that at any time you want. Okay. But I would say at least start with this one package, the first one we discussed, start generating, you know, that business and targeting those specific areas. Okay.
Got it.
And then you can always go from there. And it just continues to go on every month, Scott, for as long as you're with us. I mean, if you decided you didn't want to upgrade yet, your price is always going to be $299 every 29th of the month that you're with us. It will never change on you, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. If you don't upgrade, it's always going to be the same price.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Well,
so
yeah,
it'll never change on you.
Tell me your name again, if you don't mind.
My name is
Nate. Tara.
Name.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a very
okay,
common name. I was told I have an old lady name.
Oh, wow.
I'm all that's so, well, I mean, if you consider Chuck Berry's song old, I guess.
There you go. So let's go ahead and do the platinum for now. And I'll
okay.
see if my office manager quits, then I'll know I did wrong. But because she's going to be the one fielding the
managing
the calls.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Here's the great thing, too, Scott, is that this also comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you guys will have a login, a username, and a password, so you both can track the results. See the calls that you're getting from us, right? How many times they clicked on your ads. So you're going to be able to track all of that. Okay. And we'll provide you all that information as well because we want you to be successful with our program. Okay. So let's do this. What is the best email address for you? Because this is where we'll send correspondence as well as your receipt. What would be the best email for you?
I would probably ask you to go ahead and send that to Ms. Henry because as soon as I get it, I will send it to her anyway.
Okay,
so
I do
Stacey,
see, I see it on here, if I'm not mistaken, on the Facebook page. It shows it as integrityllc.stacyh@gmail.com.
That's it. That's Stacy.
Okay, perfect. Here's what I'm going to do first. So I'm going to be sending two emails, okay? Your receipt's going to go there as well, but we also text it to you. So I'm going to just go over this whole process with you and get you through this. Now, are you going to also authorize Stacy to make any changes to the account if in the event you can't call in to make a change? Are you going to give her that authorization?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And we'll also notate that as well. So if she were to ever call in and make a change, we want to make sure that she's also noted on the account. Okay. So the first thing that I'm doing right now is I'll be sending two emails. Okay, the first email, Scott, it's going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. It's for our platinum package. It's going to include everything, the price, the setup fee, everything that's included in the program. Okay. And I'm also going to throw in an example of a website. Now, please keep in mind the website, it's for an electrician. I know it's not your category, but I just want you to have an idea of how it will look. Okay. So let me send that to you now. Okay, so there goes the first one. The second email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay, now what that's going to do, it's going to give you an overview of the reporting system. So this way you guys can get familiar with how the reports will look. Okay, it just kind of gives you, you know, an overview of it. Now, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, you can receive mm-hmm. text messages, right, to this
yes.
number? Okay,
yes.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to also be sending you over. Now, at the bottom of those emails, you're going to have my contact information. I am what's considered the lead on the account, okay, Scott? However, I
okay.
always like to provide my information, okay,
mm-hmm.
so that you have it there. And your number ends with a 4198. I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Let me get that over to you real quick. So I'm going to be sending you three text messages. The first text message mm-hmm. that's going to come through, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, and it's going to have my number and my extension. It's so funny. I was speaking to a gentleman a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, oh, like the funky Cole Medina? And I said, yeah, like that.
That's me. Yeah, with the old lady name.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
It's the old lady name with the funky Cole Medina.
At the end. Yeah, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah, at least it's not like Agnes or Gertrude.
My mom had a friend named Gertrude. She was actually from Germany, too. I remember her as a kid.
Well, yeah. That's funny.
Now, I'm also sending you the number to customer service, okay? Anytime that you have an update, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service, okay? We're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. If I'm not mistaken, I believe you guys are 2 hours ahead, right? You're on Central Time Zone?
Central Time, yes.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. for you, we're actually here 9 to 6, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I'm also sending you a text, and please let me know when those come through, okay? There
okay.
is a third text that I'm sending, and it has a link to a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. I would suggest that both
okay.
you and Stacy watch the video, since she'll also be looking at the reports too, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just so you guys can get familiar with it on how you log in and view the reports.
Sure.
It's nothing complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay. Did those come
right.
through to you,
mm-hmm.
Scott?
Let me take a look at my phone. Hang on just a sec.
Okay. No worries. Take your time.
Let's see. Local Splash. Please click. Yeah.
You got him? There
yes,
should have been
I do.
Three of them. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Scott, I have your first name. You spell it S-C-O-T-T?
Yes.
What's your last name, Scott, just for the account purpose?
Sure. Hollis. H-O-L-L-I-S.
Okay. Now, your phone number, the best number for us to contact you on is the 337-540-4198, correct? That's your number.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
But for the business, the number that should be listed is 337-396-0718?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And now, the way the company name should read is Integrity Cleaning. Do you want the LLC included?
What do you think, Nadine? What do folks do?
Well, we like to make everything uniform. If I'm looking at your Facebook page, it is included.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really
mm-hmm.
your preference. Although wherever I'm seeing it listed right now on Facebook, that's
mm-hmm.
the one that she created. I mean, it shows the LLC. So it is your preference.
Yeah, I do like the LLC. And the reason is there are so many cleaning companies that are mom and pop
right.
and a broom, and they're not incorporated. They're not, you know, so it I think will help my clients.
Make it uniform.
That we're,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that they know that you're, you know, a legitimate company. You're not just some, you know, like you said,
right.
I'm up in a broom and here I am.
Right.
Right.
Right. Actually,
okay.
I just got 6 apartment complexes that way. They found out that their cleaning company was actually just the lady and her husband.
No way.
I was like, yeah, yeah. So they kind of said, hey, we need your insurance information. And they're like, okay. Like, and we can't find your LLC in the state registry. Yeah, because we don't
wow.
have one. Yeah. But apparently, oh, wow, it was just a sweet little couple, and they weren't trying to be deceptive. They just thought, you know, hey, I can clean, so I'm a cleaning company.
Right. So, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, good for you that you got it right.
Yeah. They call that was the first question. Are you an LLC? Yes. Yes, we are. Why? Because we have
You're
to
like,
have
yes.
it by our bylaws. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Now, so Google's going to send out a PIN code to you. Okay, Scott, the PIN code is going to come in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, and they send it by mail. Okay?
Okay.
So what address do you want them to send it to? It could be your home address, if that's where your home office is out of. I don't know if you have an actual office, but what address do you want to mail to?
We have both. We have my home office and Miss Henry's home office, but she's a single lady and I probably wouldn't want anybody driving up to her house at night.
I would say so, this, let's have it to your home address. Okay. So you'll get it in the mail. Now here's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're going to hide that address because it's not like an actual office that people go to. They don't come to you.
Right.
You go to them. So what I do see that there's an address. It shows it on the Angie's Leads, 659 mm-hmm. Butler Road. Is that your address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And that's in DeRidder or DeRidder? I always mess that up.
DeRidder.
DeRidder? Okay.
Well, speaking of your mom, it's German. It's a German word for...
Okay.
It means a knight, like a horse rider. DeRidder.
Oh, okay. That would make sense. And then that's Louisiana 70634, is that the zip code? That's what it's showing
yes.
me coming up as. Okay. And I'm mm-hmm. assuming that's a house?
Yeah,
no,
it's
or
home.
Anything like that? Okay. I'm going to hide that address. Okay. Your address will not appear on Google, just an FYI. Do be aware, and I'll go over the whole timeline with you too. So within 6 to 10 days, you will receive a PIN code. So when we conduct your client interview, it mm-hmm. looks like we'll probably schedule it for tomorrow. We'll make it at a time that's convenient for you. The sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. So from that time, 6 to 10 days is when you're going to have that PIN code. You'll receive it in the mail. It'll look like a postcard mm-hmm. and it'll say Google at the top. Once you get that, so if anyone else gets the mail, please tell them do not mm-hmm. throw it away. It is not junk mail. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So let's make sure that that address is hidden. All right. And then let's see here. Okay.
This is such a strange request, but I am at a local Century 21 office and I'm here to pick up a key to a rental property and they close at 3:30. So can I ask you to just hang on for a second while I run
and get that key? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm so sorry to do that to you.
No. No worries. I want you to make sure you get the key. I'll wait. No worries.
Thank you. Well, I'm not going to put you on hold or anything. You'll just probably hear some weird conversation.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Let me grab this and so they can close up their shop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good, no problem. 309A is occupied. Must have, yeah. I peeked through the window last night and there's no one there, so. I'm glad there's no one there when I'm speaking through the window.
Right.
Right, yeah. Sorry, Nadine. It'd be just
no, no worries.
I just wanted to sneak in and get that before you guys close.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
there seems to be some confusion over where the key is and whether or not the unit is occupied.
It's okay. It's a good thing no one peeked. When you peeked in, no one was there.
Right. Exactly. We did go, Miss Henry sent two of our ladies to an apartment, got the key from the office and everything, went in the apartment, and there's a little family just sitting there, like, can we help you? It's like, whoa. So very sorry. We obviously had the wrong number. But,
oh,
we
my goodness.
The wrong number, so,
oh, yeah. Lord.
But it worked out. But anyway.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
And she's gone in the back to get the food, so I think we're...
No worries. I'm just kind of putting in some notes.
Doing other stuff. Okay.
Yeah, in the meantime, so this way you're not on the phone so long with me either. Now, your client interview, I'd like to schedule it for tomorrow. The sooner we get you through that, the faster we're getting things going here. So let me tell you the times we have available for tomorrow. I don't know if you prefer something in the morning or later on in the afternoon or even at this time.
Let me ask, Nadine, how long will the interview take?
The interview takes... It takes between 30 to 40 minutes, but we do block out an hour. So to give you an example, if we schedule it for your time, 1 to 2 o'clock, they'll call you within that 1 to 2 hour, that 1 to 2 o'clock time frame, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have.
I got you. I am in the field all day tomorrow, and it's going to be like from place to place is my problem. I was thinking that if we could get it done while I am driving an hour away, that might be the perfect time. But I don't know. I got to call my boss, Miss Henry, and find out what time.
Well, the latest
I'm supposed to be
time. So I can tell you the latest times that we do have available. The very last appointment tomorrow would be, and this is on your time zone that I give you. Okay. It would be from 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow.
6 to 7, and tomorrow is Tuesday.
Tuesday, correct. Mm. Or actually, it would be, I'm sorry, it'd be 5 to 6. Well, we don't want to interrupt Bible study. That's important.
Well,
I
got a lot of work to do.
I'm a believer, so you and me both.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I got a lot
to work. Myself a baby Christian. I'm like, I need to learn more.
Yeah, me too.
I go every Friday. I love it.
Yeah, well, we're Tuesday nights, and so.
Oh, okay.
Would it be possible to push off till Wednesday?
We
can.
If that works for you, the sooner we get you, just remember, I want to get you through that as quickly as we can. I would say no later than Wednesday. What time do you want on Wednesday?
10 a.m. my time?
10 a.m.?
That'll
work because it would be 8 o'clock for us, and I do have 8 to 9 o'clock available, which would be for you 10 to 11.
Yeah, 10,
okay, so let me put you on that calendar. Yes.
Awesome.
So while you're still, you know, in the situation there, I want to at least get ahead on some of these notes here.
Okay. So if you'll excuse me again, I'm going to speak with them.
You go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Not sure you can.
Drop it in there, okay?
Yes, ma'am, and that's all right.
Yeah,
we'll head over there. Okay. Before it gets dark. Gotcha. We'll do that. Thank you so much. Okay, Nadine, I'm free. Except for one thing. I had an employee follow me from my home because I think he assumed that I was going to work, which I really appreciate, but I am not. Hey, did you follow me for that carpet job?
Yeah.
I so appreciate that, but I'm not doing the carpet job right now. I'm going to wait until after 5 because that's when they are going to be there to let me in.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I should have understood that when you were following me on your motorcycle, that's what that was about. Okay. Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, but no, I just got apartments. Got
keys to an apartment here. So, all right. Thank you.
Yeah, you can see communication is something I need to work on.
You got a lot going on. All the way from my home office across town to a realtor's office. And I'm thinking, where is he going? He looks like he's going the same way I'm going. Well, yeah.
He
pulled up his Century 21 and waited for me. He's like, the carpet job? I'm like, yeah, that's going to be a little bit later, bro.
He's like, okay, no worries. It happens.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm setting up your client interview. It's going to be for Wednesday, which is the 31st. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now they are going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock, but they will call you from an 877 number. So just make sure, you know, to answer all calls within that hour. Now, they'll also send to you a reminder an hour before your interview, okay, to let you know that it's coming up, just in case if it slips your mind, right?
Gotcha.
So, and Stacy's also going to get the notification on it because it's going to her email, okay, just an FYI.
Okay.
All right, so let me send that on.
Stacy is my, she's my Radar O'Reilly, so she knows what's going on.
Okay, she's your right hand.
Yeah, she lets me know. Hey, you're supposed
to
be over here. I'm like,
yeah.
Your wife just called and wondered if you still live there, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Hey, your wife said to pick up dinner on the way home.
Right.
That's good. That's good you have someone like that. I mean, you got your hands full. Okay. Now, Scott, for the payment that you're making today, so the payment, the initial one's going to be $398. Okay. I'm going to read it to you in a voice verification. It's going to outline the service agreement, the billing date, the amount, and then it's also going to state in there that when your next payments are going to be. Okay. It's a month-to-month program. If at any time it'll state in there, if you choose to cancel or discontinue your services, all we ask, just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged. Okay.
Gotcha.
I mean, obviously if you're making profit, I mean, whoever cancels on profit, but I still always like to read that to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So the card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. And how does your name read on the card? Just Scott Hollis, or is there like a middle initial?
I have the middle initial, but it's not on the card.
It's not on the card. That's fine.
Right.
Yeah, I just need to know how it reads on the card. So Scott Hollis, and then how does the company name read on there?
Integrity Cleaning, LLC.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as your home address where the PIN code is going to be sent to?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And what is the card number when you're ready?
5154-4200-1005-8793.
You said it's 5154-4200-1005-8793, correct?
Yes.
Okay. When does it expire, the month and the year?
2/25.
2/25. And what's the CVV code on the back?
772.
772. Okay. I'm not going to process the payment yet because I'm going to walk you through first what's called a 90-second voice verification. What it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we will send along with your receipt in writing, okay? As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, you do me a favor and you just stop me, okay? You just say, Nadine, what does that mean? What I will do is I will review it and then I'll rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Scott, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Integrity Cleaning, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Scott Hollis, owner.
And Scott, you do authorize your secretary, Stacy, I believe you mentioned Henry, to make changes
yes.
to the account if in the event you cannot, she's authorized, correct?
Correct.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Scott, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind that once you start having more online presence, you might get a call, okay, from another company trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We will never call you to ask you for more money, okay? So just be aware. If anyone calls you saying you need to pay $5 or, oh, we need to update your listing, you need to pay this much, you take mm-hmm. down that number, you disconnect the call, mm-hmm. and you call us with that phone number, okay? They're not okay. our company. We won't call you for more money, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And just to kind of still explain this, because I always do, we're not saying that you can do additional online marketing. All we're saying is that before you do, let us know so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
I got you.
Okay.
That's where the Angie's leads would come in. I mean, I've already
Yeah, well, that. We're aware that you're utilizing them, so you don't need to
yeah.
let us know. We're aware of that. But let's say you wanted to do Facebook ads, right, on your own.
Mm-hmm.
We would
mm-hmm.
tell you, don't do it because we're already doing the Facebook ads. And if anything,
right.
it's making you spend more money that you don't need to, and it would hurt your ranking rather than help you. Okay?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your payment
you know,
for the...
To interrupt,
go ahead.
We'll go ahead and sign up, but I might need to clarify with Ms. Henry because I don't know everything she does. She does
okay.
a lot.
Yeah.
And she might have an iron in the fire of which I am unaware. So,
if she does, mm-hmm. the only thing you would need to do is to tell her to stop doing it because we're managing it now. So this way she doesn't
Got
have
it.
To be managing it. That's it. And so
okay,
this way
cool.
it's not costing you more. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 29th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment, Scott, will be on September 29th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $299. When the term's completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is that 877-635-6225 number that I sent you for customer service. And you're going to
yes.
hit number 8, okay, when you hear it prompt.
Okay.
In order to prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you're not charged. Okay, so you would call 3 business days before the 29th of the month to either cancel or suspend the account, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, okay, and then I'm going to process the payment. You're going to receive your receipt both to the email, which is going to be the email that we have on file that goes to Stacy, and we're also going to send it to you right now in a text message. So we send it to both, okay? Now, as far as the Facebook ads, do confirm with her. If she is by chance running the Facebook ads, just let her know that we're going to go ahead and take over on our end so we can kind of take that off her plate, right?
Awesome. Yep.
Because we don't want her, you know, you spending money with her doing them and then we're doing them and then it just, it ends up hurting your ranking more than helping you. So it's all inclusive in this package anyway, so it just makes it less for her to have on her plate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm just going to go over some few notes with you. I know we did discuss, and I want to be very specific in that. So I know that we talked about, let me go back to these notes here, exterior pressure washing for commercial, right? 4 stories in the air, exterior pressure washing. We talked about the tile and grout cleaning.
Yes.
So I'm making sure I'm notating that. We do the residential move in and out, get ready type of cleaning. We're not talking about, you know, we're talking about apartments here, which is what we consider like commercial buildings.
Yes, and rental homes, rental
yes.
properties that are
correct.
Not apartments. But,
right. Right, and I'm notating that on here as well. I also put, that I have put in some of the notes that I jotted down. Let me go back. Now, do you have pictures by chance of any of the work that you've done?
Yes.
Okay.
I will have to get those to you. I think they're
no worries. As, mm-hmm. That's okay. During your client interview, they'll let you know where to send them to, but I just want to make sure. Residential moving in and out. Get ready. We're talking about apartment rentals.
So
or house rentals,
do,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of the things that, that we provide for our property owners, the people that do the renting.
Uh-huh.
Professional carpet cleaning, VCT strip and wax.
Okay, let me
and
professional carpet cleaning and what was the other one?
VCT, they'll know what it is. It's vinyl composite tile.
Uh-huh.
The little tile squares of,
so VCT
vinyl,
cleaning?
Strip and wax.
Strip and wax. Okay.
Yeah. So that's like if you go into, well, Walgreens, you know, I mean, we did,
right.
you know, Walgreens for years. Yeah, so,
oh, okay.
That kind of floor.
And got
also
it.
One that has become very popular here lately is terrazzo refinishing. And I don't know how we got into that niche, but we did some work here locally.
You're like,
and,
I don't know how it happened. Is it spelled with the Z
right,
or an S?
Well, terrazzo is T-E.
Oh, T. Okay, I'm thinking.
Terrazzo. Yes.
T-E-R-R-A-Z-Z-O. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And so there's a much beloved 100-year-old building in my community, and I hated the floors. They were just absolutely gorgeous, but absolutely neglected for 80 years. And
right.
so I said, you know what, this is, it breaks my heart to see these floors like this. Can I please come in and do it? And they wouldn't let me do it for free because insurance or whatever. So they actually paid me to do it, but I would have done it for free. At the
uh-huh.
back, and I'd be happy to send you the before and after on that one. But
oh my
that
gosh,
one has landed me so much terrazzo work. I think
wow.
people go in and go, "Wow, how did you get your terrazzo like this?" And so then I get a call. So
that is awesome. Yeah, that's definitely, so in your client interview, right, they're basically, what's going to happen is they're going to be crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, re-verifying the information you and I verify, because they want to make sure that I notated everything accurately. And then what they're going to do is they're going to let you know where to send the photos to. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. So they're going to go over everything else way more in detail. Okay. That's where I'd like to say that the magic's going to happen.
Right. Stacy and I have been debating something, and maybe you could weigh in. Before and after toilets. They're just disgusting, and I don't know if I want to put them online, but one of the things we do the public restrooms for a local Parks and Recreation. Well, you can imagine that the abuse toilets get. And so
right?
We have some really graphic before and after things. Would the detail interview people be the ones to talk to about that? Like, hey,
I would say talk to them about it and get their, I would say see what they say, because, you know, we don't want to put anything too gross, you know?
Right. But, we don't want to offend
people. I mean,
people,
if you make it, yes, but I'm telling you, if you make it look like spanking brand new, right? I mean, I wouldn't see a problem with it, you know, because it's like, wow, you know, but I mean, again, I would say let's ask them and see what they say.
Yeah.
Because they'll kind of know the guidelines on like what, you know, cause there's certain guidelines that Google has, like as far as what kind of pictures, you know,
whatnot.
Yeah. So I'll definitely notate it, but it doesn't hurt to ask, you know what I mean? Because you're showing the quality work that you're doing. Look, it looked like this and now look at how it looks.
Right. Maybe I can use some of the ones where they're not, you know, they're dirty, but they're not, how do I say it? There's no human waste on them.
Yeah.
You know,
there
it's
you
just
go.
Like, just a lot of buildup.
Oh my gosh. You have no idea. You know, I'll tell you this. I have a friend, right? We rent our house from her. Her family owns a bunch of properties. They're very good family friends of ours. And, they had a rental. And it was their brother's friend living there. And let me tell you, she's like, oh, my God, Nadine, we have to redo the whole apartment. It is disgusting. I mean, first of all, they were giving it to him at $1,000 a month, included all his utilities. He was running up the electric bill. It was just ridiculous. Wasn't paying it on time. It was a mess, okay? So when they finally got in there, they had to replace the whole stand-in shower. Because they never told them that the sink was plugged, the kitchen sink. They were pouring oil down the bathroom, down the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you,
yeah.
I was I, like, are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Oh yeah. I've seen some stuff.
The money that they were spending.
Think, right. I think I mentioned that I'm a little further right than say, some moderate like Donald Trump. You know, so when I go into an apartment that everything has been abandoned because they just skipped town because they couldn't afford their rent, and then I found out from the management that the rent for these two young men, two young able-bodied men, was $6, and they couldn't come up with $3 each because and they just left. They left phones and jewelry and furniture and. And, you know, the government is subsidizing that. And I'm thinking, this is a waste of my money. And it just makes me angry. But anyway, yeah, I've seen some stuff.
It's just like, oh, my gosh. Because I told my friend was beside herself. You know, her parents rented it out to him. And it was just the way the whole terrible. So I can imagine the things that you see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So the other thing, now keep in mind, they're going to be very descriptive with you on everything as far as like all, you know, I'm just jotting down the notes like what you and I had discussed. They're going to go over way more in detail with you. And when you're going over your keywords and your keyword phrases, make sure that, you know, we're being very specific. I notated the specifics, but they're going to go over with you way more in detail. Okay. Because we want to make sure you're a special type of niche, right? Now, as far as the terrazzo flooring, what did you want me to notate on there?
Terrazzo refinishing.
refinishing. That's what I wanted to put.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now the Facebook page, since it is something that Stacy set up, she would need to add us on just as managers, right? So
okay.
If she's not sure on how to do it, the technician can walk you guys through it. It's not a problem. But I am putting in the notes that she is also another contact. So if in the event she wants to make a change, she is notated on the account as well. And then do you have a business logo by chance?
Yes.
Okay.
I can send that to an email.
Beautiful.
I guess JPEG would work. Or?
Yes. Yeah. You just, the technician, they're going to provide you with an email, even like a number. You can text any pictures, the business logo, anything like that. So they'll give you that during the client interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, as far as the areas that we're going to be targeting, do you want to be specific to those areas? Like, I know we had talked about Lake Charles, Leesville, Alexandria, so about an hour south from your home base, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm putting Leesville, Alexandria, and Lake Charles. Now, when it comes to method of contact, do you guys prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's the preference?
Any way you can reach out is fine.
Any? Okay. And the
yeah.
hours of operation, are they typically like Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Saturday?
You know, I'm going to say Monday through Friday, but I can tell you that Ms. Henry contacted me accidentally at 3:30 a.m. my time this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Stacy, what are you doing? She said, well, I had a question about, oh, my God, look at the time. I'm like, yeah. So she's a beast, I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, do you want to do,
yeah.
like, maybe a 9 to 5, 8 to 6? I mean, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't schedule a time, you know, later. on the Facebook page, you put always open.
Yeah, for real. Well, yeah, I might need to talk to her about
okay.
hours of operation. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, you have from here until Wednesday. If it needs to be changed, that's not a problem. Okay. In the meantime, I'll put Monday through Friday, and I'm just going to put in the notes, we'll update during client interview. Okay? So that way you can let them know. And I did put your license and insured, right? I believe you mentioned that. It's
yeah.
not a requirement,
yeah.
but I always like to notate it, you know? And what forms
right.
of payments do you typically accept? Scott, cash, check, Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, credit cards?
You know, we have mostly checks. I mean, we get set
okay.
up as a vendor with our clients, but
yeah.
We can also do Square, I think.
So, oh, okay, so you take credit cards.
But,
awesome. That's a good app.
Yeah, but I don't really ever use it, but because,
well,
you know, what happens is I go into a complex and they set me up as a vendor and I just invoice them for the units that I've done that week or month and they then mail me a check. It's usually how
okay.
it works.
Okay. Do you want me to just put check or it's up to you?
Yeah, let's put check for now. And if someone
okay.
asks, then I can say,
okay.
yeah, I
can
do that. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, one thing that is included, and it is an option, okay, we can also provide you with what's a tracking number, okay? The tracking number, what they see is instead of them actually seeing the business phone number, they see a tracking number that is linked to the business phone number. It does come with an app that you can download on your phone from the App Store, and it's a way for you guys to track your calls and your messages. Do you prefer that it stay with the phone number that's currently showing, or do you want a tracking number? It's your preference.
I'm not certain that I understand exactly what you mean.
So to give you an example,
mm-hmm.
okay, The phone number that they're going to be seeing, they're on Google, okay? When we get you set up, it's going to be the 337-396-0718, right? That's going to be the number that they're seeing. If we put a tracking number, what they'll see, just to give you an idea, they'll see like an 877-123, whatever, right, phone number. But when they call that number, it's going to ring to Stacy's